With what measure you met, it shall be measured to you again. God, my friend, is in the measuring business. Welcome to the Call to Obedience radio ministry. I'm Pastor Schulze. This radio broadcast comes to you every week at this time over this station. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray for thy divine illumination on this precious word today, in the name of Jesus, amen. We're back in the Gospel of Mark, and this is what Jesus said: if any man hath ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure ye met, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Dear ones, these sayings of our Lord are preceded by the great and famous parable of the sower. And one would think that perhaps after this great parable we could skip these few words of our Lord, but my friend, I want you to know that we're not in the skipping business as we go through the Gospel of Mark. Everything that Jesus said has value to it, has equal value to it as far as I'm concerned. It's all inspired by the Holy Spirit for our good. So, is it any surprise that preceding Jesus' words on measuring, he says, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And I don't think he said this softly. I think he cried out, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. For what I'm about to say to you now is just as important as what I told you in the parable of the sower. It says, take heed what you hear. With what measure you met, it shall be measured to you. So in other words, what this measuring up is all about here is a measuring of our hearing, how we hear or what we hear. Measure what you hear. Measure how you hear. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Be careful about what you hear. Weigh what you hear. Consider what you hear. Improve upon what you hear. Let the truth you hear be meditated upon. Let the truth you hear grow in your heart. And if you do so, and as you do so, more truth, abundant truth, will be given unto you. Also, if you give much attention to what God says, he will give much attention to what you say to him. So let's read the verse again. Take heed what you hear. With what measure you met, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. So the more carefully you listen, the more truth God will give you, the more treasures of divine truth, of divine revelations will God place into your heart. Remember that Jesus said this after the parable of the sower, which is really the parable of the soils. Some seeds were thrown on the wayside. Some were cast on stony ground. And Jesus telling us here that those soils represent the heart of man. And so the seeds, my friend, that were thrown on the ground, on the hearts, God said, ponder these truth that God has given you so that you won't lose the truth. Take heed what you hear. Think about what you hear so that you, my friend, will not end up losing what has been sown in your heart. I'd like to turn to the second chapter of the Gospel of Luke here to verse 19, and this takes us to Mary, the mother of Jesus. Here we find a place where the shepherds experienced the wonderful birth of Jesus and the angels appearing in heaven saying, glory to God in the highest. And it says here in verse 19 of Luke 2, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Oh, glory to God. When Mary heard these things, it says she kept them in her heart. She would not let them go. Friends, so much is lost over and over again. when we are given important instructions by men of God, by the Lord, we don't seem to keep these instructions in our hearts too well. We're not careful with them. We let them get lost amongst other thoughts and ideas. We let them be stolen. We let them be choked by concerns and worries, and we let them be buried by other truths that we pile up upon that which God has given us. If any man hath ears to hear, let him hear, Christ Jesus. Jesus, my friend, is talking about the importance of hearing here. And my friend, the first lesson of hearing are not learned by hearing God, but by hearing mother and father, by hearing what the Sunday school teacher says, or the school teacher says. That's where we learn our first lessons in hearing, and that's where children need to be taught to keep what they hear in their minds, in their hearts, so later on they will be able to keep what God tells them in their hearts. Millions of young people get in trouble every year because they don't keep what they hear or have heard from their parents. And millions lose their jobs because they have not kept what they've heard from their bosses. And the church loses people. They backslide because they did not keep what they heard from the pulpit. Many times the biggest problem is not the absence of truth, but the lack of keeping the truth, the lack of protecting the truth, of watering the truth, and of pondering the truth that we have once heard. Oh, this is a beautiful passage, isn't it? Luke chapter 2:19. Mary kept all these things. She did not let them go. It says she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. If you keep what you hear from the Lord, if you ponder what you hear from Jesus, God's going to give you some more precious truth, my friend. When God was looking for a vessel, a womb into which to place the seed of God, he did not look for a woman who was only pure, but who would keep what she heard and would ponder it in her heart. So our whole ministry, yours as a layman and mine as a preacher, depends very much on our ability to keep what we hear, to ponder what we hear, that God might give us some more of those wonderful truths he has stored in heaven for us. Over and over, God spake to Israel, but Israel would not hear, would not keep what God said, would not ponder it. So their ears ceased to hear, and the result is Israel forgot, and it took them into slavery. If you don't hear what God tells you, my friend, it leads you into slavery, and it leads you finally into the bottomless pit. I have dozens of people come to me and say, Pastor Schulze, I sure like to know what God wants me to do about college, or what he wants me to do about marriage, or what he wants me to do about this job, or whether I should buy this house or this car. I want to hear from God, Pastor. My friend, if you don't hear from God, in many cases the reason is that God told you something a month ago or 10 years ago, and you haven't kept what he told you 10 years ago. You haven't pondered it, and he's not going to tell you anything else until you go back to what he told you 5, 10 years ago and do it. And once you've done it, then, my friend, he's ready to talk to you again. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. God may have given you a revelation or word 10 years ago to ask somebody to forgive you for having criticized them. God may have told you a few years ago to stop watching unclean television programs, and you have not done it. And so you're not going to hear from God until you go back and do what God told you to do years ago. I had a lady tell me, she said, I was a chocolate addict. I wanted to eat and eat chocolate. I was addicted to it. God told me to quit, and God told me I needed to do it right away. But, my friend, she did not do it. And until she obeyed God in that area, my friend, God would not speak to her anymore about anything else. She did not keep, she did not ponder what God told her in her heart for a long, long time. So God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, but Jonah went to Tarshish, and God would not talk to him anymore until Jonah repented in the belly of a whale. And he said, I'm ready to go now where you told me to go. And then God caused the whale to spit him out. Jonah had to repent, be willing to do the very last thing he was told to do. Well, let's go on to the next verse. It says, take heed what you hear, with what measure you met, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear, shall more be given. For he that hath to him shall be given, and he that hath not from him shall be taken even that which he has. This verse tells us basically the same thing, but even with more strength. It tells us God will give you more and more and more as you hear and heed and hear and heed. Oh, my friend, if you will hear and heed, that heed means obey, ponder, and treasure what he tells you, he will give you so much truth, so much divine revelation, that your life becomes like an artesian well. He will give you exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Your faith will be so lively, so powerful, that out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living waters. So he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. What does it mean? My friends, in most countries, there are three classes, the wealthy, the middle class, and the poor. In God's kingdom, there's only two classes, the rich and the poor. It says here, he that hath, to him shall be given, he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. It means this, he that does not have faith, he that does not have obedience, he that does not have carefulness, he that does not have appreciation for what he has, he that does not therewith improve upon that little which he has, shall lose even that little which he has. And the Amplified Bible puts it in two, adds two more words to this. At the end of the scripture, it says, by force. In other words, he that has little of him shall be taken by force, even the little which he has, if he does not improve upon it. This gets us to my closing parable. It's found in Matthew 25, and it's a judgment parable. And in this parable, my friend, we find a man who represents Jesus giving out talents to his servants. The one he gave five, and at the end of the story, this fellow produced another five, another one he gave two, he produced another two, and the one he gave one talent, at the end of the story, this one who received one talent did not multiply, did not improve upon what he had. And here's the judgment of Jesus on this man who did not improve upon what Jesus gave him. Jesus said to him, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which has 10 talents. For unto every one that shall be given, he shall have abundance. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he has. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My friend, God has given you truth. He's given you revelation. He's spoken to you, and if you have not improved upon what he has told you, if you have not put shoes on it and ran with it, he will take away that little truth which you have received, and there's nothing ahead of you but the gnashing of teeth and everlasting torment. He that hath ears, let him hear. When God speaks to you through his precious word or through the Holy Spirit or through your pastor, my friend, I suggest you better pay attention. You better keep it and ponder it and improve upon it. And then, my friend, as the days go by, more and more will be given unto you. These are the teachings of Jesus, the Creator of the universe, the Savior of the world, and the Lord of all and over all. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Now ponder what you have heard and tune in again next week at the same time on the same station. Again, I'm Pastor Schulze. Goodbye now. Until then.